Hello, GWAB. Toaster 123 here. Now, joy to some, torture to others. But I have just found on the wiki the questionnaire archive. Yes. Anyone that's listened to me knows that I like my questionnaires. Now, there's a lot of questionnaires here. I'm not going to do them all in one video. I'm slightly out of breath, I do apologise. What I will be doing is starting from the bottom. So that's West Bay Ray, Q&A on the Bay, and work my way up. Now, I haven't looked at any of these. So I have no idea if they're applicable or if I'll be able to answer them. But looking forward to this one. Let's go in. Q&A on the Bay. This post is marked as NSFW. Yes, why show it? That's a link to. Bear with me 2 minutes. Oh, okay. Here we go. Right. Question one. Do you have any hobbies outside of GWA? Yes, a lot. I used to do a lot of parkour. MMA has always been a personal favourite, as well as kendo and fencing and basically any sort of combat sport. That's because my dad. I get very good at them. I like chess, reading, games. I'm a geek at heart. Always will be. So, yeah. Do you have a dream car and a dream house? Don't have a dream house. Genuinely couldn't give a fuck. As long as it's livable. As for a car, Chevy Impala, because the thing is six on wheels. Is there something you've always wanted to do, but never had the nerve to try out, sexual or otherwise? Yes. There's plenty I would love to try. There's stuff that I would love to try, but I don't agree with. Like, for example, I would kind of like to fight a bear, but I'm very against animal abuse, so it's kind of a... Nah, I'm kind of torn between that one. I mean, I think fighting a bear would be brilliant. I'd love to be able to say I've fought a bear, but I don't want to actually hurt a bear. So, do with that as you will. Describe your morning routine for us, as vague or as detailed as you like. Well, I get up. I get up again. I have like 15 alarms. I'm terrible first thing in the morning. I do my morning routine of push-ups, press-ups, sit-ups, same thing, you know, usual. Then go for the shower, have a fag, and go about my day. Don't eat breakfast before anyone asks. Not that anyone cares. What's the one song you've always had to rock out to? Oh, Final Countdown. You can't not. If Final Countdown comes on, you fucking go for that. You give it yowdy. There's a load. That's one. Probably the most common one. Five Finger Death Punch. Anything by Thunder. Anything by Alex Harvey. There's... anything by Death Clock. You can't hold it in, you have to go for it. Do you prefer spontaneous sex or sex with some build up? Well, why not both? Oh, awkward. Why not both? Why not just build it up and then bam, when they least expect it? What is the physical feature of a potential lover that you find sexiest? Dead ass. I'm an ass man. What is the non-physical feature that you find sexiest? A sense of humour. Now, sex itself is hilarious. I don't care what anyone says. Sex is hilarious. There's noises and movements and something can go. It shouldn't be taken as a purely serious thing. I'm all for serious sex. But you have to be able to have a laugh about it. I couldn't have sex with someone I can't have a laugh with. Where am I? As a kid, what did you want to be when you grew up? I wanted to be a soldier. That was my life's goal. A goal I achieved at 15 and 7 months. The absolute earliest you can sign up here. Didn't last long. Medical discharge. Gutted. It was a very bad time. So technically, I achieved my dream. Have you ever surprised yourself with how horny you got at something? Yes. Yes. What is your biggest plan for the future? I'd like to continue traveling. I traveled a lot in the army. I've traveled quite a bit when I was younger, but I would like to go back. I would like to go more to the States and a couple other places. I'd like to go to Japan and China and whatnot, but I'd like to travel a lot. What's something you've accomplished that you're particularly proud of? There is only one thing, and I'm not sure how people feel about people talking about it, so I'm not going to say. Just there is some one thing that I'm extremely proud of. So yeah. If you could give one piece of advice to yourself and your, well, Jesus fucking Christ, I only rant, thank you. If you could give one piece of advice to your childhood self, what would it be? Do not stick your dick in crazy. Don't do it. Just don't fucking do it. What advice would you give your future self? Probably the same. Do not stick your dick in crazy. Do you have any guilty pleasures? Yes. I'm a big fan of anime. I'm a huge fan of anime. So, yeah. Most people, I don't know why that's a guilty pleasure, but I've been told that's a guilty pleasure. Are you a morning person or a night owl? Night owl. Guys, do you grow your facial hair? Your facial hair. Girls, do you shave your bikini line? Hey, I do both. I don't do both. I do grow facial hair. Right now, I'm actually quite stubbly. I had it all cut off the other day, but I'm normally sporting around with a huge beard. Has there ever been something you were unsure if you would find sexy but ended up loving? Yes. I'm just trying to think what. I know there has because I was like, I might not. And then I was like, oh, yes, fucking give it to me. But I can't remember what. Yes, but I have no idea what the fuck it is. Have you ever been so turned on you literally could not see straight or felt like you could get pushed to your knees by the feeling at any moment? No. I'm always very in control. That's why a lot of my friends don't like drinking with me. Regardless of what it is, I always stay very much in control, except during sex. I tend to lose it a wee bit there, but only under the right circumstances. What is a sexual fantasy you'd want to come true? Mile High Club. Do you have any music, film, or book recommendations for us? I've got a book recommendation that I give to absolutely everybody that will listen to me for 30 seconds. The Necroscope series by Brian Lumley. Fucking phenomenal books. Music, Thunder. They're a band from England. They're from down London. 89 to 2009. And then I think they're back together again. But rock band. Fucking well worth a listen if you like that sort of music. And film, Boondock Saints. I'm a fan of the Boondock Saints. Norman Reedus, his Irish accent could do a lot of work. But yeah, I'm a fan. If you could have a drink with any one person, living or dead, who would it be and why? Robin Williams, because the guy was a fucking legend. Do you have a catchphrase, alternatively, a favourite quote? I don't think I have a catchphrase. I have a few things that I say a lot. Normally they have cunt in them. I use the word cunt a lot. You're a cunt, I'm a cunt, he's a cunt, she's a sound cunt, he's not a sound cunt, he's a cunt. Cunt is kind of a very used word for me.
What brought you to GWA and what keeps you here?
As I've explained this before, GWA, JOEs and shit, what keeps me here is the people. I have met some great people, especially in the backstage, that have just been phenomenal. I guarantee you, if it wasn't for them, there's no way in hell I would stuck around, because, I mean, let's be honest, nobody really wants to hear me drone on for hours on end. But, gone way too far back. So I do like the people here. That includes you, dear listener.
I got you, fam.
Yeah, it's another thing. I like to think I'm funny. I know I'm not as funny as I think, but yeah. Now, next on the questionnaire is Von Skriptenstein. Super sexual questions about sexy sex stuff. Love the name of this, so I'm probably going to love this one. Without further ado, here's the questions. What other subreddits do you visit for your erotic needs? Why do you like them? Gone Wild Curvy is a big one. I think that's really it. Why do I like them? Well, beautiful women with their clothes off. Who the fuck wouldn't like that? Christ. I almost submitted to the female version. At Lady Boners, I think. I'm not entirely sure. I'm just saying, I'm going to go with Lady Boners. It sounds about right. But I didn't. There wasn't a Lady Boners fat fuck. So I didn't. If you contribute to GWA, have you considered branching out into other erotic subreddits and contributing there? If you already... I have, but I haven't. As I said, I was going to post on Lady Boners, but I am the first to say, I am one ugly bastard. Now, I do not want to see anyone in the comments. You know who I'm talking about. I'm talking directly to you. English, you know. I don't want, you're not that, but you can't be that. No, I am a fugly bastard, which for anyone who doesn't know is fucking ugly. But I'm tall, I'm broad, and I have this voice. And I'm a confident, cocky son of a bitch. So I make up for that. And that doesn't really go to any other sort of category. Like, you can't really show that in pictures. And in videos, you just come across as a prick. So there's not really many subreddits I could branch out to. I would love to write stuff, scripts or stories and whatnot, but I have problems. I can't do filler, or I do too much filler, so I don't actually get a story. What I get is a 3-page sex scene followed by like three lines and then another 3-page sex scene, which is great for stroking it, but not great if you want to actually enjoy it. What is your ideal body type in a sexual partner, and why does this turn you on? Ideal body type, one that is on me. See, a lot of my stuff is mannerisms. I've got very quirky mannerisms, which don't fucking go on audio. No, ideal body type. I have always said, since day one, if I can lift you, and I know just how much abuse I'm going to get on this one, I don't care. It's the truth. If I can lift you, fucking yes. Because I am a very fucking strong person. I have a lot of core and upper body strength. If I can't lift you, you're in the unhealthy side of everything. And you're probably on that program about being 600 pounds. But the body really does... I mean, they have to have a nice ass. I'm going to be honest, that's a given. If they don't have a nice ass, it's going to be a close one. God, I sound like such a prick. What celebrities are currently making you think dirty thoughts? Doesn't have to be Hollywood celebrities. Lizzie Hale from Hailstorm. She makes me think very dirty thoughts, mainly because a lot of her songs are about that. Emily Autumn is the same. She is five kinds of fine. I'm going to go with that because I'd be here all night trying to think of stuff. What is the filthiest thing a sexual partner has ever said to you during sex? What is the filthiest thing? I have answered that question before, and quite frankly, it did not go down well, so I'm not going to answer it again. I'm sorry. Describe an instance of giving oral sex to a partner that you are most proud of, or either in terms of skill, how your partner reacted, or some other aspect that makes you remember it with immense satisfaction. She cried. And in a very good way. I'm very pernickety when it comes to giving oral sex. I used to love going down on a girl. Now, I have been sexually active since I was 14. And between 14 and 22, I had quite a few sexual partners. I went down on every single one of them. Not one of them went down on me. They wouldn't do it. So it became less of a happy to do so to this is kind of bullshit. And then when I was 22, I met a young English woman. I have mentioned her a few times. She was the first one to go down on me. She was also the first girl to make me come. And no, they were not related. It was complete. Nobody has ever successfully got me off with oral. So, I know. Woe is me. One day, who knows? But, yeah. So, it became a very touchy subject. Which part of your body do you think is the most attractive? I'd have to say my legs. I don't know why. I've answered this so many times and it's always a different part. But today I'm feeling legs. Because they're tall. Well, long. They're strong. And they're attached to my bum. What do I like about my body? My height. I am 6'3"-ish, depending on whether I'm slouching. But because I slouch so convincingly, I can be 5'11", which is always hilarious when you've got some guy comes up to you, thanks, you're about 5'11", thanks, you're getting wide, I'm fucking mother, you mate. And then you stand up a little bit taller, and all of a sudden he goes from looking at your eye to looking at the bottom of your chin and realizes he's made a terrible, terrible mistake. Because in Glasgow, that's what you get. Every guy has wee guy syndrome. You could have a guy at 6'9". You could have Andre the fucking giant. He's got wee guy syndrome. It's how it goes. So yeah. Do you prefer to be more aggressive and dominant during sex, as passive and submissive? I'm aggressive. I'm extremely aggressive. And very dominant. And it's just who I am. It's not preference thing, it's me. What is your go-to fetish? Embarrassing or not, what is the fetish you're most guaranteed to get off? See, what really makes a fetish? Because I was reading a subreddit today that was fetishes people just don't get. And apparently, women sitting in a car, stuck in the mud, just revving the engine, is a fetish. I don't understand what would pass as a fetish. I always thought it was just something, sexual or non, just some sort of thing that is very specifically does it for you. In which case, is anal a fetish? Because if so, it'd be that. Through some wonderful miracle, you have the entire house, apartment, dorm to yourself for hours.
That doesn't have to be some quick, frantic, rushed masturbation session. You could take your time and do it right. What are you going to do to make yourself feel good? Loud porn. Why not? George, fuck off. I can't do quick sessions. There's no such thing as a quick session for me. It's why I don't do ramble faps or anything like that on GWA. Because for me, doing a ramble fap, it would be a 2-hour long audio. And nobody wants that. So yeah, just... Have you ever been caught having sex, masturbating? Yeah, yes, I have. What was my reaction? To look the police dead in the eye and continue. Or to look my dad dead in the eye and continue. Either way, you kind of get the general gist. I make it as uncomfortable for them as they're making it for me. Cheating fantasies are often pretty common, but cuckolding and cuckqueening is less so. If being a cuckold, cuckqueen is a fantasy of yours, what about it turns you on most? I can't answer that question. I'm sorry. I'm not a cuckold, and I have very little in the way of experience with that sort of thing. I've never, as far as I'm aware, I've never cuckolded someone. Yeah. Sorry, I'm trying to have a fag, charge my phone, read off my phone, and record on my phone all at the same time. My laptop blew up, so yeah. Right. What is the most sexually formative moment of your youth? Something you did, so it could be something as simple as finding a dirty magazine, to your first sexual partner showing you things you never liked before, running a movie or television. Okay. It was finding the Kama Sutra. I was about 12. And for any 12-year-old pubescent boy, that's like finding the fucking mother load. Good way to read, actually. Age is what you make of it, but most people have some relatively hard limits on age differences. How old is too old for you, generally speaking? What is the cutoff point? Now, I'm a fucking hypocrite. Because I was 14, and I lost... oh, sorry. I was 14, I lost my virginity to a 40-something-year-old. And I personally think that was wrong. But I'd done it anyway. For me, the oldest I would go is probably about 50. Two. Double my age. Youngest I would go is, to be honest, I'll work this out, 19. And that is because, I don't know what you have over, like, where you are, but here it's half your age plus 7. I'm 26, half of that's 13. 13 plus 7 is, yeah. No, 13 plus 7 is 20. The fuck am I talking about? Okay, don't even listen to me in math. But yeah. So yeah. What is the shortest period of time you have known a person before having any kind of sexual interaction? 13 and a half minutes. Would you like some... Would you like some making fuck berserker? I don't get the reference, though. I don't get the reference. I'm sorry. So I can't answer that one. I'm sorry. Now, I'll do one more, because this audio will be getting on. It doesn't even tell me, it just tells me the date I'm recording. I fucking know the date. So the last one I'm doing is Your Chank Extracurricular Sextivities Questionnaire with a twist. I fucking love twists. And here we go.
You bastard. Sorry, cigarette went out.
Go ahead, mate. Smoking and talking takes me back. First thing I done was a YouTube channel where me and my mate just sparked up, sat down, and blathered. Alright, so many of you have produced excellent questionnaires. They have. They've set in shit questionnaires, surprising, and to be quite honest, frustrating. Well, your chank, I hope to fuck this is as shit as you claim. Having a quick look, it doesn't look like it. Okay, session A. Starting the day the right way. How often do you exercise daily? And masturbating... Wait, question is, how often do you exercise? No, masturbating doesn't count unless it's particularly vigorous. It's always vigorous. It counts. But yeah, either that, every day. Stephen Fry or Hugh Laurie, you bastard. I can't pick. Stephen Fry. Oh, why did I say that? Stephen Fry over Hugh Laurie. I fucking hate myself for saying that. Given that you could only do one or the other for the rest of your life, would you rather masturbate first thing in the morning or last thing at night? Last thing at night. Part diva. Wakey wakey, eggs and bacon. One, breakfast is the most important meal of the day, some say. How often do you skip it? Daily. What's your favourite kind of juice? Apple, orange, cranberry, crenapple. If not a juice person, what's your drink of choice in the breakfast? Red grape, pomegranate, and raspberry is the good shit. You get it from Asda, which is a Walmart. If it was readily available, would you ever drink human breast milk? Shorty, have you ever drank it? No, I've never drank it. And no, I wouldn't drink it. I don't even know why. Just not for me. Mainly because I don't drink a lot of milk anymore. Tell a sexualist story that is related to breakfast in some way, and if you don't have one, you damn well better make one up. Oh. I'm not a morning sex person. Well, I am if I've been up, but yeah. Waking someone up with sex counts as breakfast.
No, shit. Ignore that.
When morning wood is breakfast in bed. Hold your applause. I don't have nothing. That's a double negative. I mean, I have some shit. Right, Article 3. Necessary tact and courtesy. Your morning commute, or first commute of the day, how long is it? It's an hour. You know what they say about guys with long commutes. They live far away from their jobs. Let's say you're trying to impress a potential mate to mate with. For mating, what's your go-to characteristic? Peacock for his motherfucker. Well, I walk up. I go, hey, pretty lady. And I walk the fuck away because nobody does that. No, for me, it's my charm, my wit, and I wear tight trousers, if you know what I mean. What accent of the British Isles or the Commonwealth, if you absolutely must, do you find most alluring? Say the following phrases in that accent. Time flies like an arrow, fruit flies like a banana. I'm from Scotland, which is in Britain. Britain is not English. Just saying. Well, you know what I mean. Britain is not England. England is part of Britain. I'd have to say Irish, which would be Northern Irish, because I know Southern Ireland is not part of... I know this. I had to look it up to make sure. Shut up. I would say Irish, because God fucking damn, can they talk? What's your favourite number? Yes, you must have a favourite. Seriously, don't answer any more questions until you do it. 7, 13, 14, 5, 9. Crap. It's 13. It's always been 13. Fuck knows why. The middle, Jimmy Eats Corn. I quite like that band. Assuming all things are equal, like pay, benefits, life, the amount, would you rather work at a traditional job or as a fluffer in the porn industry? Yes, I know what a fluffer is. And I'm pretty sure at least one of my parents knows what a fluffer is, since the first porn I ever get my hands on was given to me by my dad. Funnily enough, looking back on it, I'm going way off tangent here, I'm not even going to apologise. Looking back on it, that's probably what set me on the path that I took. Because the first thing my dad, the first video my dad ever gave me on the DL was, it was called Nice Torture. And if memory serves, it was a guy chained up with a gimp mask, two very attractive young respectable ladies sucking on his willy. And yeah, wonder how I turned out to be the sadistic cunt I am. I would be a fluffer. I would love to be a fluffer for the females. Nothing against guys, but I'd rather be a fluffer for the females. Because I have seen some of the porn stars, and holy fuck yes. Some of them, oh god no. I need to stop talking. Would you rather have webbed feet and hands or gills in your neck? The gills are visible. Gills. I would rather be able to breathe under water. I don't care if they're visible. I could wear a scarf. Do you bring your lunch to work or eat out? What is your go-to lunch, in or out? I don't eat lunch. So. Congratulations, you've been selected to have a vegetable of your choice inserted into your rectum. What do you choose? Shit. No, that's not a vegetable. A vegetable of my choice. A pea. A single pea out of the pod. Would you prefer manual over automatic transition? 5 o'clock world, Cleveland Rocks. Not really. Say you're a middle-aged Chinese woman. Say it. I'm a middle-aged Chinese woman. I can only have one child. I would prefer that child to be whatever the hell it wants to be, male or female, whatever it is, I don't care. The pill question. Let's say there's a pill which will erase your entire memory but leave you intact as a person. You will still have your skills and knowledge, you just won't know who you are. Essentially, it's an experimental reset. Would you take this pill? Fuck. Yes, I would. And I know I would lose a fuck ton of stuff that I don't want to lose. I would love to remember, but there is considerably more bad that I would be getting rid of. So yeah, I would take the pill. You're coming down the stretch of your workday. Be honest, what percentage of the back half of the day do you spend browsing the internet and goofing off? Do you tend to stay late at work or go home right on time? I can't goof off on the internet, and I get really busy at the start, really busy at the end. There is no in between, and I'm normally late. You've got an exciting event coming up this weekend, too. Fucking yes. And you're thinking about it constantly. What is it again? The exciting event, it's supposed to be a conversation. Just tell me what you... Oh. A random trips to... Right, it says he, e.g., concert, random trip to Pittsburgh, romantic getaway. Aren't all three of them possible at the same time? I mean, a romantic getaway to Pittsburgh for a concert. I'll shut up now. I don't know Pittsburgh. I don't know many of the places in the States. So I have no idea. Pittsburgh could be like a dump. Or it could be like really nice. I don't know. If you're from Pittsburgh, answer me please. Oh, whoa. Before I forget, Americans, why the fuck is it Kansas and Arkansas? That says Arkansas. Somebody please explain that to me. It keeps randomly bugging me. Exciting thing. Well, it wasn't at the weekend, but I was at the theatre last night. Yes, I go to the theatre. I'm a civilized person. I'm one of them posh cunts. Oh, yeah. No, I went to go see Blood Brothers. It was fucking phenomenal. If you get the chance, go see it. Yeah. But, yeah, that would be exciting. Part 6, we hold these truths. Are you afraid of the dark? When did you stop? I've never been afraid of the dark. Who knows you better, your friends or your family? Neither. I don't like people knowing me. Everyone gets a little bit. Nobody gets the full thing. Because out of the 5 people that did get the full thing, 3 of them are dead. Now, I didn't kill them. They didn't kill themselves. I'm just saying. 3 of them have died. 1 of them doesn't talk to me anymore. And the last one, it does cause slight issues. If you have to cry, do you prefer to cry with someone you're close with or alone? I don't cry. I don't have enough emotion to cry. Tonight, we dine in hell! Section 6. What is your favourite food-related TV show or host? Nigella Lawson. Actually, no. It's on YouTube. And it's My Virgin Kitchen. And his name is Barry. And he's brilliant. I find him hilarious. What's your hero project? The Soviet Union commissioned hero projects that were mass mobilizations designed to achieve some great work.
Hey.
Sorry, there's a bunch of words I can't read to you. The huge thing I've always... Okay, thank you. Why couldn't you just said that? The huge thing I've always wanted to do but never had the resources. Invent a time machine. Being serious. You're eating alone. Do you eat out of the Tupperware you're keeping the leftovers in, or do you go to the trouble of making a plate? Well, I imagine that would be trouble. Have you ever tried to make ceramic plates? It takes fucking ages, and then you have to oven them, dry them. Oh, man. I normally just... The container. It's quicker. I'm lazy. Prince Abubu. Ababwa? Whatever. What is your favourite sexual position, and what about it do you like so much? Anvil. It's always going to be... the anvil, and that's basically where you fold her in half and basically get it. It means I could still look into the eyes, grab a hold of that sweet ass, and beat up your cervix. I never thought I would say those words out loud, ever. There's a third party in the bedroom while you're making whoopee. Would you prefer the third party be the one you're having sex with, or would you prefer the third party to be the one you're having sex with, or secretly hiding in the closet watching? Come up with a backstory. In the closet watching, because I don't know why. A backstory? There's no backstory. If I'm plowing someone and someone else is in the room and they're not joining in, I don't want to fucking see them watching me. That's just awkward. That's a lie, I'm an exhibitionist at heart, so yeah, watch away. Just in case this ever comes up, if there's a fire or dildo emergency, where do you keep your sex toys? Well, I wouldn't be saving my sex toys from a fire. I'd be showing that fire who's boss, tie it up, whip it a few times, give a knave his life. I mean, come on. Where do I keep my sex toys? I don't actually have many sex toys. I will admit, I do have a couple. And a lot of them were bought spur of the moment, taking the piss kind of thing. So they're in a bag, locked under my bed. Where is the first non-disposable object you have ever masturbated with to on... I can't answer that. Late Night with Freddie Rogers featuring DMX and Lil Jon. You're a sucker for mashups. So do you like mashed potatoes or baked? Mashed. You're up late without the intention of going. Jesus fucking Christ, what is wrong with me tonight? I have exactly like 11 minutes to finish this and I can't talk to save myself.
Right. Here we go. You're up late without the intention of getting drunk. So what are you drinking? It doesn't matter what I drink, I don't get drunk. It's a pain in the ass, really. And I'm not trying to say that I can outdrink everyone, but I can. The naked elephant in the room. You want to have sex with someone, how do you let them know? I would normally say, you fancy a fuck, or something along those lines. It saves a whole load of time. They either say yes or no. Would you rather sleep on a bed of pillows or a bed with no pillows? A bed of pillows sounds quite interesting. You know someone has had sex in your bed, but it's not immediately obvious when you look at the bed. Do you wash the sheets before you get in? It depends on who. Tequila Sunrise, does that mean you're still drunk or too hungover to fall asleep? Right, last four questions. Here we go. What do you prefer, sunrise or sunsets? Sunsets. All things being equal, are you more productive when you're alone or surrounded by others? Alone, people get in my way. If anything, what are you saying? For fuck's sake. If anything, what are you saving for that special someone? Doesn't have to be sexual. Is there one experience that in your mind you are saving for the rest of my life, person? Huh. My whip virginity. They could hit me. That makes sense to me. Right. Looked at the last question. Don't cheat. What is the Higgs boson? It's a particle. And what is the significance to modern society? Ain't got a fucking clue. This is really a free-form question. If you consider yourself an expert on any topic, please share your passion with us. Teach us about your passion.
Oh, I don't have time. Where to start?
My passion is probably my passion that I could teach you on is probably chess. Everything else I have to explain through body and motions, and I can't really talk about it. Chess is simple. You move this piece here, you move that piece there, you watch your opponent fail miserably, and then you win. Or you move this piece here, that piece there, and you lose. That's kind of it. Now, that is three I can strike off. I didn't imagine it to go on this long. I mean, that's a long audio again. And I would just like to say thank you to users West Bay Ray, Von Skriptenstein, and Yurchank. I don't even know if I'm saying that wrong. But thank you very much for such wonderful questionnaires. I will at some point add you on to the thing to give proper credit. And I've still got plenty more to do, so I'm actually looking forward to doing these. I don't care if you don't listen. Oh, wait a minute. Holy shit. Holy shit. I have just seen that Bad Girl UK has put a questionnaire up. And if anyone has listened to my previous audios, she's the reason I'm here. It was her audio I heard first. So fuck yes. I'm really looking forward to that. Now, this is another 43 fucking... Wow, holy shit. Well, thanks for listening, and goodbye.